This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a phased reopening of the country's borders Thursday after 2 years of being largely closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Ardern said beginning February 27th, vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia can travel home without a requirement to stay at state-managed quarantine facilities, while New Zealand citizens in the rest of the world will be able to do so 2 weeks later. Foreign vaccinated backpackers and some skilled workers can come to the country beginning March 13th, while up to 5,000 international students will be allowed to enter from April 12th. Tourists from Australia and other visa-free countries will only be allowed in by July, and travelers from the rest of the world will be kept out until October. Ardern said all travelers would still have to self-isolate for 10 days. New Zealand has had some of the toughest border controls in the world for the last 2 years in an effort to keep out the virus. The policies have been widely successful. New Zealand has had about 17,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far and just 53 deaths. But it has also left tens of thousands of expatriate New Zealanders cut off from families back home, led to job losses for residents, and has been devastating for businesses dependent on international tourists. The White House said Wednesday that U.S. President Joe Biden and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron pledged Wednesday to coordinate their response to Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border. The White House said the two leaders affirmed their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The call came shortly after Macron said he might visit Russia to seek a diplomatic solution. Russia has deployed more than 100,000 heavily armed troops around Ukraine. The United States and its allies accused Moscow of preparing to invade the former Soviet Republic, which has ambitions of joining Western institutions, including NATO. Moscow said the troops are there because of threats from the United States and its allies. This is VOA News. The U.S. said Wednesday it is dispatching 2,000 more troops to Europe, most of them to Poland. It also plans to move 1,000 troops from Germany to Romania to bolster NATO's eastern flank countries in the face of Russia's continued military buildup along its border with Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters Wednesday the additional U.S. troops are not going to fight in Ukraine, but instead are meant as a signal that the U.S. stands with NATO in protecting the 30 countries in the West's key military alliance. Kirby said the new deployment is not permanent, but that the U.S. could dispatch more troops as warranted. He said the deployment is separate from the 8,500 U.S. troops placed on heightened alert last week for a possible dispatch to Europe. The Defense Department spokesman said the U.S. still does not believe Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a decision on invading Ukraine, but Kirby said the Russian leader is showing no signs of being willing to de-escalate and has continued to add troops in Belarus and along Russia's border with Ukraine. Truck drivers who have been blockading downtown Ottawa for 6 days said Wednesday they had no intention of leaving the Canadian capital until the government scrapped all COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Despite increasing complaints from residents about noise, pollution, and aggressive behavior from some truckers, Ottawa police have declined to end the protest, citing the risk of aggravating tensions. The demonstration began as a move to force the Liberal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to drop a vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. It has since turned into a more populist anti-Trudeau movement. The FBI says it is investigating a series of bomb threats earlier this week at historically black colleges and universities across the U.S. The threats resulted in canceled classes and shelter-in-place orders, but no bombs were found. Among those schools receiving threats were Jackson State and Alcorn State University in Mississippi, Morgan State University in Maryland, Howard University in Washington, D.C., and the all-female Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia. And France's foreign minister says the government will decide in the coming days whether to maintain its long-running military involvement in Mali amid growing tensions in the East African country. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.